Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that fascinating assemblage of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll focus on William Blake in celebration of his birthday, the 28th of November, 1757. He lived until 1827, the same year that Beethoven died. There are different ways that you can know and enjoy Blake. He was an artist, painter, engraver, printer, and, important to this program, Blake was also an active poet. And you may think, wow, I've never heard a poem of William Blake. But you probably do know at least one. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry?
Of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what arm the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what red hand and what red feet? What the hammer, what the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what red grasp dare its deadly terrors cast? When the stars threw down their spears, watered him with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry?
Frame my fearful symmetry.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to hear the poetry of William Blake as art song. We just heard Virgil Thompson's setting of Blake's best-known song, Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright, performed by soprano Eleanor Staber with Edwin Bitcliffe, pianist. We opened the set with the same poetry set by Benjamin Britten and sung by baritone Gerald Finley with Julius Drake, piano. Let's now hear the whole set of songs by Benjamin Britten called Songs and Proverbs of William Blake.
Peacock is the glory of God. The last of the goat is the bounty of God. The wrath of the the snow, crying, weep, weep in notes of woe. father and mother say. They are both gone up to the church to pray. Because I was happy upon the heath and smiled among the winter snow. They clothed me in the clothes of death and taught me to sing the notes of woe. And because I am happy and dance and sing, they think they have done me no injury, and are gone to praise God and his priest and king, who make up our heaven of our misery. Each cool both day and night. foe beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine. He knew that it was mine. My wrath did grow.
The Tigers of Rome!
fool would persist in his folly, he would become wise. If others had not been foolish, we should be so. Little fly, thy summer's play my thoughtless hand has brushed away. Am not I a fly like thee, or art not thou a man like me? I dance and drink and sing. For I dance and drink and sing, dance and drink and sing, till some blind hand shall brush my wing. If thought is and strength and breath, and the want of thought is death, then am I a happy fly if I live, or if of wisdom no clock can measure. The busy bee has no time for production. the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. Every night and every morn, some to
The Songs and Proverbs of William Blake by Benjamin Britten was performed by baritone Gerald Finley with Julius Drake piano. We're celebrating the birthday of William Blake, engraver, painter, and poet. The 20th century English composer Arnold Cook set three poems from Blake's Songs of Innocence for soprano, clarinet, and piano.
Sit thee down and write.
We heard three songs of innocence, poetry of the birthday boy William Blake, set by Arnold Cook and sung by Jean Danton soprano, David Martin's clarinet, and Thomas Stumpf piano. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, art songs set to the words of William Blake. We have another set by Vaughan Williams called simply 10 Blake Songs, which are among the greatest works of Vaughan Williams' fruitful last decade. They were written for the short film The Vision of William Blake to mark the bicentenary of Blake's birth in 1957.
Songs of pleasant glee. On a cloud I saw a child, and he laughing said to me, "Pipe a song about a lamb, So I piped with merry cheer. Piper, pipe that song again. So I piped. He wept to hear. Drop thy pipe, thy happy pipe. Sing thy songs of happy cheer. So I sang the same again while he wept with joy to hear. Piper, sit thee down and write in a book that all may read. So he vanished from my sight, and I plucked a hollow reed, and I made a rural pen, and I stained the water clear. And I wrote my happy songs, every child made joy to hear. I wander through his chartered street, near where the chartered Thames does flow. And mark in every face I meet, marks of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every man, the mind-forged manacles I hear. How the chimney sweepers cry, every blackening church appalls, and the hapless soldier's sigh runs in blood down palace walls. But most through midnight streets I hear how the youthful harlot's curse blasts the newborn infant's tear and blights with plagues the marriage hearse. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Gave thee life and bid thee feed by the stream and o'er the mead, gave thee clothing of delight, soft as clothing woolly bright, gave thee such a tender voice, making all the child and thou a lamb. We are
sweet is the shepherd's sweet lot, from the morn to the evening he strays. He shall follow his sheep all the day, and his tongue shall be filled with praise. For he hears the lamb's innocent call, and he hears the ewe's tender reply. He is watchful while they are in peace, for they know when their shepherd is nigh. A sunflower weary of time, who countest the steps of the sun, seeking after that sweet golden clime where the traveler's journey is done. Where the youth pined away with desire, and the pale virgin shrouded in snow, arise from their graves and aspire where my sunflower wishes to go.
Child and care.
human heart. Pity a human face, and love the human form divine, and peace the human dress. Then every man of every clime that prays in his distress, prays to the human form divine. Love, mercy, pity, peace. And all must love the human form in heathen Turk or Jew.
The 10 Blake songs, written by Vaughan Williams, were performed by Ian Partridge, tenor, with Janet Craxton, oboe.
I was angry with my
friends. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins. This time, art songs set to the words of William Blake. We're hearing The Poison Tree, set by Benjamin Britten, and sung by Gerald Finley with Julius Drake piano. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, the first of two programs marking the birthday of Jan Sibelius. Though he wrote art songs with piano accompaniment, he also wrote grand orchestral works with voice, many times singing of a saga or myth. Please join me for this exciting music. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.